This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Nation's capital, thanks to our fine sponsors, MyPillow. You know, Mike Lindell, I think, went to bed last night at 3 a.m., and he called me at 6. Thankfully, my phone was on silent, but he told me two things. One, he said, there's something you have to hear. You have to hear. And it's something that I got from someone I trust, and that person got it from someone they trust at the State Department. And it is interesting, and if I had more time, I'd play it on the air, but we'll have it on our websites, social media, between the K-Fire sites and the Flag sites, you always find this stuff there if you miss it and want to find out more about it. Kevin Flynn is on the mall for us along with Alex Taylor. And somehow in a sea of humanity, they found Tom Campbell, the potato farmer from Grafton. So I know there's at least one North Dakotan down there, but I also know from the people I talked to yesterday, we might have met our goal of 10% of North Dakota. I don't know. I can't say for sure because how can you count? But you people are wonderful. And so is Mike Lindell and the whole team at MyPillow. A lot of things to buy, from the pillows to the sheets to the dog beds. But if I were you right now today, I'd get your wife, talking to the guys now, I'd get your wife a robe, a pink robe. Now, if she is a small, I'd buy a medium. If she's a medium, I'd buy a large, because you just can't get enough of this. You can't get enough of it. Now, I bought my wife a medium, and she said, well, it could have been a small. It's fine. See, so that's what you do. And you'll hear about it forever. And my wife actually said it's one of the best gifts I've ever had. It's a pink MyPillow robe, but it acts like a towel, too. It's phenomenal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. President Trump, and by the way, ND Truck Wash, our two signature sponsors for our trip, Stanley, North Dakota, as well. Best in the West truck stop. Call ahead, and they'll be waiting for you. I'm looking at the mall. I'm looking at the White House. I'm looking at the stage. What a scene. What a sea of humanity. I don't know how many people are there, and I don't care. That's not the point. They want to save America. That's why they're there. And I believe that's what we're up to here. I really do. I believe that's what we're up to. Daniel, do you have Kevin Flynn from the mall yet for us? Okay, you're trying. I can try him here, too, because I just want to get a first-hand report from the mall before we get to your calls to find out what's going on down there. And he just called me a second ago from his cell to describe the scene. He said, there's no way there's less than a million people here. But I'll try him, too. There's really terrible stuff.
All circuits are busy.
Yeah.
Please try your calling.
Because nobody's trying to use their cell phone over there right now, right?
Right, yeah. And this is one of the reasons that I thought he should take the MiFi card. Oh, I forgot. But anyway, that's a long story. Kevin's doing an incredible job. So is Alex Taylor. It's phenomenal, and it's really tough. It's just tough. The good news is they're doing most of the reports for our social media. So, again, K-Fire Facebook page, AM 1100 The Flag Facebook page, WDAY, Tioga 1090, 1460. But I can promise you this, most of this goes on the Flag sites and the K-Fire sites, so you get a little more of the show. I want to get back to the rules and have back to the rules. I mean, we're talking about the rules, but I see Mark from Fargo wanted to talk about following the rules, and I imagine he wants to talk about what Senator Hoeven had to say in our interview. So Mark in Fargo, then Dan in Fargo, and I actually have one line open, and that never happens. 800-228-0550, 258-0550, or text us. Mark, tell me what you're calling about.
Wow, there's so many, you could go so many different directions. Bottom line is that, you know, the Bible's clear about who puts who in charge of the kings and leaders and Daniel. You know, God ultimately decides this over the conduct of the people. That's the big picture. Second is that they're all, when you were talking to Senator Hoeven, and he was talking about the procedures and how this stuff goes, well, where were the procedures for the election? All those laws were broken. In Pennsylvania, they proved that they changed the rules without going through the legislature, yet that just gets swept under the rug. So they haven't gone back to zero to address the original election, which has been proven to be full of discrepancies that should be investigated, right or wrong, before we can go forward, especially when 72 million people voted, 10 more million people than last time, and all the stats. So they're not even dealing with the actual cause. Now they're trying to sweep this under the rug. They're going to do their vote. They're not going to have enough votes in the Congress to override, the electoral, and they'll make a great stand like Republicans do, and there's nothing to lose. But where were the Republicans? Obviously Mitch McConnell, we saw what, his true character was, acknowledging Joe Biden as being a winner. I thought he sold out that they were going to give him the two Senate seats to be acknowledged Biden, shame.
I don't want to offend Mitch McConnell or anybody that is voting the wrong way today. But, I did hear Kevin Cramer acknowledge that Mitch McConnell said this is tougher than any of his war votes, and vote your conscience. And he's not bending the elbows, as is being reported. He's not twisting arms, I don't think. At least I got that from Kevin, and I believe him. But I think the bigger question is, if the evidence was good enough to impeach Donald Trump, that should be the standard of our evidence for deciding about these results from the states that are in question. Use that bar. One guy on one call on one transcript that says something different than he said was said, and they impeached the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Absolutely. So why? I don't understand why Trump maybe didn't, when Barr resigned, why did he put Judge Jeanine in there that would go in there and crack the whip on the DOJ, get the FBI mobilized? If 1,000 FBI agents hit all of the six states, the polls, confiscated the machines, took depositions from every employee under the under perjury law, this thing would have been cracked easy. There were so many holes in it, but nobody moved, and now we're 2 months into it. We're the day of the certification. Nothing happened.
And I understand. I'm going to give you a little contrarian view on who's responsible for this. My first culprit is the states in question and the horrific deference they gave to the Constitution about their duties in something like this. Our founding fathers didn't want the federal government in charge of elections. They did not. And I'm glad they did not, because they've seen that movie before, right? So they say, states, you got to decide. That's what the whole Electoral College is about. So when there's a dispute, ballots missing, dead people voting, are the voting machines accurate? The next step is to say, we're going to court. And they've gone to court, and the court said, I don't want to see that evidence because you aren't the person that should be here. So where was the person that should be there? Do you know who that person is, Mark?
Well, I know who wasn't there. Judge Roberts. He sold out that.
I get it, but I'm saying in front of John Roberts, he has to see a piece of paper that says this is the person that's bringing this grievance. Texas tried it. They said, Texas, you can't disenfranchise Pennsylvania. So guess what? Then they said, so we're not even going to hear this case. So the real evidence hasn't been heard, and the real aggrieved party is Donald J. Trump. So I wish that the president, who I love and want to raise his hand January 20th, would have been the person before the Supreme Court to say, wait a minute here. You stole an election from me, and you better listen to the evidence. Now, everybody would have still said he's a crackpot. And they still would have said this is a joke and there is no evidence, but the court would have been forced to say, you have standing, and let's listen to this. Then discovery starts. Let's not pay attention to any of that, because it doesn't matter now. It didn't happen. But I wish the Trump campaign had done more. I've heard a bad rumor, pretty good source, someone from Mar-a-Lago, that said there was a $250 million legal fund set aside. Kevin Cramer says he raised money for the legal fund. The person that I know was sitting there, somebody that had put in money, not $1 million, but maybe more like tens of millions. And that person and woman said, what I found out is they didn't do what they said they were going to do, because the Republican National Committee didn't spend it, because they thought the Trump campaign was going to spend it, and the Trump campaign thought the Republican National Committee was going to spend it. Now, that sounds like a fairy tale, but so does the FISA court taking a dossier full of garbage for evidence to impeach the president of the United States or a special counsel and all the crap Robert Mueller does. So my point is, I don't know who to believe anymore, and sadly, I don't think Donald Trump does either.
Well, of course, he's been surrounded by people that are part of the establishment that are there for his detriment. I mean, he couldn't trust anybody in the end. I mean, it's been, he's amazing. I mean, if we looked at just what he did, he'll be on paper in the last 100 years, he'll be the greatest president we've ever had. He's actually for America as it was founded. These people want to, as you know, transition this country into something that couldn't win a world war if it had to save its own skin. I mean, all this national pride that has been, you know, dissolved, and all this, you know, feel good stuff and all this political correctness is destroyed. I say to people, the absence of war for the American people has destroyed our country. We don't have any, you know, pride, you know, we don't have any, you know, patriotic, I mean, a lot of people do, but I'm saying the overall emphasis is that patriotic America is, you know, number one. They watered that down by, you know, making everybody feel bad and guilty. I mean, it's amazing.
The wonderful thing about this program called What's on Your Mind is in an hour's time I can have one call on, but it's a call like Mark from Fargo, who is as profound as he is. The genius in this audience knows no bounds. You couldn't have said it any better, Mark, and I appreciate you. Thanks for waiting. We have Dan and Fargo next, Leonora and Mandan after that, and then you. Call 2-580-550 and President Trump coming up.
Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, you know, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, you know, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bach and Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Todd, have you ever been to a Trump rally?
Well, it was, you know, the thing he did at the refinery here in Mandan, yeah.
Yeah, remember that one? Yeah, that was a good one. And he was at the Bismarck Civic Center. Ron Nass from the North Dakota Petroleum Council got Donald Trump to come to the Bismarck Event Center for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, which we are going to have, actually. It is going to happen. And it's going to be so awesome you can't believe it, because it's going to be talking about he'll kill me for saying this, but boom, too. The boom will be the oil coming out of the ground. The good news is all these communities are starving for it now. Before they were like, oh, can you slow it down? And Ron had him there. It was incredible. And you know what he did there? He gave a little manifesto of his energy policy. And I think he had a little birdie by the name of Kevin Cramer that helped him with it. But no, it doesn't matter. It is then Donald Trump, a candidate for president, saying, if you elect me, here's what I'll do for energy. How much of what he promised at the Bismarck Event Center, when he came to the event by the Petroleum Council that is world famous every other year about oil, how much he talked about coal there, he talked about, you know, obviously oil and gas industry, he talked about wind, he talked about everything. And the president's not a big fan of wind. You know, it's like, darling, darling, the TV's not working. Well, the wind's not blowing. You know, he does that thing. But, you know, the point is, he was all in for energy. How much of what he said and promised before he was president in energy came to be? Quick guess, Todd Mitchell.
Sorry, say it again. I had somebody was trying to call to get on the show on my cell phone. So
that's right. So this Donald Trump, his energy policy, Bismarck Event Center, he rolls it out. But he was just a candidate for president. Nobody ever believes a candidate for president. They never believe that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. How much? What percentage do you think that of that energy policy did he keep his word on?
Well, I'm sure 100.
It was. It was 100%.
Don't question.
Now, not all of it's law yet, and they've got a lot to do, but he's done everything he said he would do, including the day I'm president, I will reverse the garbage we've lived in this great state from the Dakota Access Pipeline process. Now, he screwed up there because he didn't get it done till day two. But he did get it done. So who do you want to be president of North Dakota? I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. No president's ever done that. He's the guy that says, no, 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 I'm not doing a new regulation until 10, 100, 1,000 go, whatever the number. That's how you build this country. Back. Kevin Flynn. Is he ready to roll? He's our man on the mall. He's a little further down the mall than I am, and the president's about to take the stage. Kevin, can you hear us? I see him right here saying he's on the phone. I don't know who he's on the phone with. Is he on the phone with you, Todd?
No.
All right. Well, I'm just looking at Slack. Slack's what I go by. All right, yeah, so maybe he means I got the signal and call me on the phone or something. I don't know. Or he's busy.
Or maybe he's talking to somebody else on his phone.
And saying, Mr. President, could you take the stage? Go put the music back up before I go to the next call. What are they on to the next song? They play great music. They play great music at these rallies. They get people fired up. That sounds a little boring.
I did my best.
All right.
It wasn't much.
I want to get pumped up, but
It wasn't much. Ooh, yeah. Ouch.
Kevin Flynn is there. What the heck is happening, Kevin?
I'm wondering if you can hear me now.
I can hear you now, brother.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm here with two young ladies. I wanted to introduce you to them. They drove 45 hours last minute from Arizona to be here, which tells me I got a couple of fantastic lady patriots with me. What is your name, my dear?
My name is
Laura Welch. Are you related?
Kind of look
like sisters.
Really? Okay.
So what motivated you to get in a vehicle and drive 45 hours?
Now we lost them.
Yeah, how about that?
Where'd they come from, Kevin?
Do you believe this? I mean, first of all, the people. Second of all, the fraud and what we're experiencing now. It's almost surreal, isn't it?
It is very surreal.
But again, we're on the back side of this thing. Scott, thank you guys, by the way, and thank you for being here. It's awesome. This is unbelievable. We're looking right at the White House down the, it's not the mall, but, you know, down the ellipse here. And the main bowl, Tom Campbell, our friend, walked down there. He's guessing there's about 250,000 people just in there. We couldn't go in there because no backpacks, no flagpoles. There's a Jumbotron on the back of the, imagine a Jumbotron on the back of the Wii Festival, okay? Or a festival, rock festival. The crowd behind, the main crowd has got to be 500,000 out here on this sprawl underneath the Washington Monument. So it is beyond unbelievable. No sign of Antifa or BLM, I guarantee you. They don't want anything to do with this crowd. Yeah, it's unbelievable, bro.
And you're protecting Alex Taylor like you promised you would?
Yes, I am. Alex Taylor's surrounded by a bunch of Patriots from Texas here, and she's feeling very, very safe.
Okay, look.
Today, yeah, it's a good crowd, and they're going to be marching to the Capitol as soon as Trump speaks here, so they're organizing that. It's a great day to be an American.
Yeah, we are live right now at 5 past the hour, and we're still waiting for the president to show up. Eric Spoke, Don Jr. Spoke, Laura, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Rudy and Lynn Wood were up there. You should have heard the chants for Rudy. It reminded me of the movie Times 100. It was unbelievable.
How about Mike Lindell? Were you there for that?
I haven't seen Mike, no. He hasn't. I haven't seen him speak yet. He may be. Well, no, he won't because the president's next. So I don't know that. Did anybody see Mike Lindell speak? I don't think. No, Mike didn't speak. Not at this one.
All right. So he's going to yet because he told us he's going to call after his speech, after the president's speech. I just don't know if we're going to still be on the air. But he'll be on tomorrow. And by the way, we believe Sidney Powell will as well tomorrow on the air with us. So we'll be able to recap everything.
I know there is some stuff going on up at the Capitol too. There's a bunch of people up there. This whole is expected to march there when the president's done, but he may have spoke up there. I don't know, but he wasn't here at the main deal.
Yeah, he's down there. He just sent me a text that said test, so I imagine that means are my texts getting even through, because it's you're having a hard time even connecting on a cell, aren't you?
Yeah, it's really tough to get a signal out here, but thank goodness we got this one, so almost impossible to send an email out of this or anything like anything Facebook Live, because everybody's got a phone up here, obviously. They're documenting what's going on here. They're calling it the Save America March. We thought it was the Stop the Steal rally. It's the Save America March, which is exactly what we're trying to do here.
And that'll be important, because trust me on this one thing. Every member of Congress that's wondering how to vote today is taking the blinds down just a little peek out the window to see, and then there, something in their anatomy, what did the guy tell us yesterday? The something puckers. What is it again?
The what's that?
The guy yesterday told us something puckers when they see that many people in front of the Capitol.
Oh, the turd cutter.
Right. Right, yeah. Wasn't that Todd? The turd cutter, yeah. So,
that's why Antifa and BLM, they don't want to have anything to do with this. Their cutters would be quite tight, I would imagine.
Yeah, but, right. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I gotta say one thing, Scotty. I'm looking at the Washington Monument all the way down to halfway to the White House. There's nothing but people. And if this was reversed, or if this was the other way around, you're going to try and tell me that Joe Biden could get this kind of support out? You'll never convince me of that, ever, ever. There's just no way.
No, you couldn't be more right. And you're a patriot to be a part of the crew in the middle of the masses. And I'm glad you are, and we'll continue to get you on the phone wherever we can. A little secret I will tell you for folks that are watching this. When the seal goes on the podium, that means the president... within a few minutes. So watch for that. We'll take it live on What's on Your Mind. Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, keep calling us. Dan Fargo, Nora and Mandan, next up on What's on Your Mind.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old, with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.com. That's TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Democrat Raphael Warnock has pulled ahead of incumbent Senate Kelly Loeffler in one of Georgia's two Senate runoffs on Tuesday, and by late Tuesday night, he was projected the winner. John Ossoff, the Democrat seeking to unseat David Perdue, holds a slender lead and is too close to call at this time. Congress meets today to do a final count of the Electoral College before announcing a winner in the 2020 presidential election. The session should begin at 1 p.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. The Trump administration announced Tuesday that it has awarded a 3.7 $1.7 billion grant to help Puerto Rico rebuild water and wastewater treatment plants, pumping stations, and reservoirs damaged by Hurricane Maria more than 3 years ago. The money will come from the Federal Emergency Management Administration. Wisconsin prosecutors on Tuesday cleared police officer Rustin Chesky of criminal charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin in late August. Blake was armed with a knife and that he had resisted arrest. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This song, but I want to hear what they're playing at the Trump rally down there with Kevin and Alex and a million of their best friends. Oh, this is a good one. I like this. Can you turn up a little bit, Todd?
I have it up all the way.
Oh, do you? Okay. I'm not hearing it real well. It doesn't matter. This is Elton John, of course. And again, when the music starts going a little more upbeat, that means, okay, pretty soon the seal's going to go on, and then he's going to go out there. I actually predicted, because I wanted so bad for this speech to be on while we're on the air, but I predicted it would start about 11 our time at home, because, or 9? Wait, what time is it? Yeah, right after the show is what I'm trying to say. But Rush will take it, too, so you'll get it from Rush, and never mind. Don't let your heart be troubled. By the way, we're here because of patriots like the good folks at Oasis Petroleum. They're one of our sponsors, have been for years, and they've got an incredible workforce that used to be about 10 times larger than it is right now. But the ones that are still there are going to need some help soon. And if you have a choice of who to work for, I'd work for Oasis Petroleum. I would. Because I know these people to embody the be the Buffalo spirit. It's their company motto. I mean, they've got it on their logo. They got it in their break room down in Houston. They've got it everywhere. And they're good folks. They're good folks. They're well-known to everybody. Not the biggest oil and gas company, but the way they do what they do is pretty extraordinary. I love the guys there. I really do. And they fought some really tough battles with this downturn. They have, but you know what? They have the Be the Buffalo spirit. And they live to fight another day, and that's what I love about them. That's what I love about them. Oasis Petroleum sponsors our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline. So whether you agree with me or disagree with me, and here's somebody that disagrees with me right now, I'm going to read it. Kelly is right. That's what it starts. I'll give you more of it in a second. See if our callers agree. Kelly Armstrong is right, they're saying, and I want to hear it. Because I think Kelly is wrong on this vote. But otherwise, I agree with him on his votes. Even his votes when he votes differently than John Hovind and Kevin Cramer, because he is saying enough already on the spending. Even though there's good stuff in this for North Dakota, for COVID, it's ridiculous. He did that. Kevin Cramer, John Hovind didn't for different reasons. So Kelly is right a lot of the time. On this, he's not, and that comes from North Dakotans. A lot of them. But when they disagree, they can call the 24/7 hotline and tell me why they disagree at 855-200-1776, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Agree, disagree, that is the best way to let your voice be heard. And if you don't want it on the radio, tell us in the voicemail, I don't want this on the radio, but I want Scott to hear it, and I'll hear it. 855-200-1776. Much of what you hear today, our John Hovind interview and others, up on our social media sites, everything Kevin is doing on the mall, Kevin Flynn I'm speaking of, although Kevin Cramer yesterday was on the mall talking to people in the middle of a some kind of storm. What kind of storm is it again, Todd? Does it go with a guy called yesterday with the cutter? But he was there in the heat talking to these people. Okay? So call the Be the Buffalo Hotline, even when you disagree, and it's sponsored by our good friends at Oasis Petroleum. Okay, here's the texter that disagrees. Oh, my gosh, I can't even keep up with this in Slack because there's so many texts, there's so many pictures, there's so many. Where is it?
You want me to read it?
You can read it. That'd be good, yeah.
Kelly is right. I listen to the voice of the Northern Plains every day. If you want to play with rage and all that is unbeautiful in the world, just listen from 9 to 11. Is it a coincidence that 9-11 raises blood pressure? Choose peace by switching to classical music or silence. It's all in our choices. Why crush the most peaceful time of year with your rage? He lost the game. Shake hands, leave the field like a true warrior. You can still hold your head high.
You know who Tom Brady is? Pretty good quarterback.
Free world would know by now, but maybe not.
I think he was accused of inflating footballs. And the idea was he would have an advantage over the quarterback on the other side. Deflate him, sorry. Yeah, and I'd take the air out of him. And, you know, I still don't think Tom Brady did anything wrong, but whatever. Tom Brady's got a lot of character. But whatever. I don't know. I really don't know. And that's sort of like this election. We don't know. So let's do an investigation. Let's find out. And I don't even remember what the investigation said in that case.
The truth. Dude, keep doing the
investigation. So my point is, sorry to interrupt you, Todd, but my point is, he lost the game. Was the game fair? Was it a free and fair election? Then you shake hands and lead the field like a true warrior. And I'm sorry you prefer classical music over this radio show. I truly am. Because I think if you would listen with a critical ear and have an informed conscience and try and just think outside the box a little, you'd understand why I say what I do, but more importantly, what the people of North Dakota say. And it's an overwhelming number. It doesn't mean you're wrong. And I'm glad you called to the contrary opinion. I have one other on my text out of probably 200 texts today that sort of agrees with you that Kelly's right. And I'd bet the telephones to every one of his offices in North Dakota and Washington, D.C. is the same 100-to-1 count. Doesn't mean they're right. Doesn't mean Kelly's wrong. But I know what North Dakotans want. They want to stop the steal with a T. They want to stop the steal and they want to save America. That's why they're in front of the White House right now. At a gorgeous gathering of patriots. Our Kevin Flynn is there. Not all of us can be there. When you can't be there, you call the show. You pray back home. You do whatever you do to make sure the America we know and love it is preserved with free and fair elections. Look, if they can steal the presidential election in 2020, they can steal the first one in 2021, and they have. They projected both races for the two. I'm sorry. I have no other word than to tell you. I won't say it, but just do a little bit of your own research on these two people. One of them said on the air the Republican Party was what again? The blame for everything that's ever happened bad to black people. He's the Reverend Wright of Georgia. And the other one he looks like Jacob Fry. Is that the guy's name? It's the mayor of Minneapolis. So, I mean, he's a good-looking guy. Do I still have my man card saying that? But, I mean, good-looking guy, and you think, oh, that's kind of nice. Do a little research on his background and the ties and beliefs, not only that he has, that he said out loud. They're joining the U.S. Senate. Folks, Ronald Reagan said, well, America is never more than one generation away. Freedom is only one generation away from extinction. They called him a lot of horrible things, too. They called Donald Trump horrible things, too. Actually, 10 times worse than Ronald Reagan. But they're both right about this fight. I believe that in my heart. Dan and Fargo, thank you for waiting. You got a minute. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I kind of feel like that old story of the mosquito at the nudist colony. I know what I got to do, but hardly know where to start. We got our Senator Hoven contradicting what he told me on your call-in show, his last election roundup. I asked him about carbon sequestration in caves, and he said, no, that's silly. I'd never go for that. Well, you know what position he holds now. Enough said about him. He's one shade lighter than a rhino.
All right, who else, Dan? Anything else you want to say?
Yes. One of the aspects of this that they don't talk about in Congress, if they should get into a discussion and vote, is that, as I understand the reading of the Constitution, the delegations are counted by a group in a state, not
yes.
by individuals.
Let me stop you there, Dan, because I thought the same thing for a while, and actually a Trump campaign lawyer posted something that made me believe that was accurate. It is accurate, but only in the case of a tie. So, in other words, if they got enough electoral vote, you know, questions about those states, and now the Electoral College is 270-270, then it does it that way, but only then. Today is one person, one vote.
Well, that's not in the wording of the Constitution. And one other aspect, and then I'll hang up here quick, because I'm anxious to see what goes on. You got a great show today. There is really one reason for this, and I think it's treason. John Stormer said, treason doth never prosper. What's the reason? Because if it prospers, none dare call it treason.
Thank you, Dan. You're a patriot. Keep listening and do me a favor. Call again. An informed voter right there. Nora and Mandan wants to talk about, looks like, Senators Cramer and Hoeven, and the President's motorcade is pulled up. Probably a few more minutes. What song are they playing right now, Todd? Well, that'll tell us.
Tiny Dancer, Elton John.
Freedom, freedom, freedom. That's why they're playing that song. It's getting closer. It's getting closer. When we hear Lee Greenwood, let me know, Todd. Nora and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering, Hoeven and Cramer and Armstrong, they're saying they're following the Constitution for the election. What were they following when they passed the coronavirus bill, giving all the money to Egypt and Kennedy Center and Smithsonian Institute and all the other countries? What were they thinking when they passed that bill? But then when it came to giving every American $2,000, they vetoed that? Where is their logic in all of that?
Well, let me start with Ethiopia, because a lot of people are upset about, you know, money goes there. It was literally pennies compared to 600 versus 2,000, but it doesn't matter. Your premise is still right. Do you know who wanted the money to go to Egypt and to the other cities that surround Israel, Nora?
I'm saying give it. That was the virus bill. That was for people because of the virus, the economic disasters all the Americans had. Wasn't that supposed to be for the American people, not for every other Tom, Dick, and Harry they could think of?
I'll answer that question in a second. Do you know who asked for the money for Egypt and the other money for the countries surrounding Israel?
I'm sorry, what was?
Okay. Donald Trump did. Donald Trump wanted money to go to Egypt. He's the one that said, I want this money to go to Egypt because they're helping us with peace in the Middle East. And the other states as well. That was a request from the President of the United States. Now, how it got there and what bill, you've got a point. Should that have been tied up with COVID and the end of your budget and everything else? Absolutely not. Ridiculous. But that's not Donald Trump's fault. That's the Congress's fault. And they can't walk and chew gum at the same time right now. And if you think it's bad now, two senators just got elected from Georgia, which means, guess what? Kamala Harris is the presiding officer. She's got the tiebreakers. Life as you know it, related to what Congress passes, is over, folks. And that's why we're trying to save America. And these guys all want to have coffee and figure it out and see if we can't, you know, get to some evidence, you know, a commission, maybe a 10-day deal sometime. Folks, wake up. America lies in the balance. Nora is exactly right. Francisco and Bismarck. and the president.
When it comes to grain storage and handling solutions, one call does it all. Gateway Building Systems, the number one Brockman dealer in the U.S., is locally owned and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Right now at Gateway Building Systems, take advantage of discounts on rock solid bins, grain dryers, and aeration systems. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters of Ramjack North. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Indoor used car sale. It's this Saturday. 70-degree comfort, 145 used cars, trucks, crossovers, sport utilities, all marked down. Vehicles under $5,000 won't even be sold till this Saturday, January 9th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Doors open at 8 sharp Saturday. Schwann Buick GMC under the gigantic American flag on Memorial Highway in Mandan.
The Trump rally outside the White House is going to start momentarily. The president has arrived. And what were they playing just a second ago, Todd? What was the song? I think it's this one. Do you think there's any connection?
Man.
Oh, my gosh. Is that any... What are they playing right now? If they're playing Lee Greenwood, I can't go talk to Francisco and Bismarck. But if they aren't, I can go to Francisco.
No, it's a journey.
And Kevin Flynn is there, live on the scene. Kevin, what's it look like right now with the president about to take the stage?
There's a buzz, man. It is unreal. It's funny. Last time we talked to you, you guys bumped out, I think, with The Fortunate Son by CCR, and the president was playing the same song in his intro music. People are milling around. I just got these guys just came up to we're under the Washington Monument, out of this huge expanse out here, and they had a massive flag, the kind that you have on an NFL field. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, huge. And they spread it out. I had to go over and be a part of it, so I grabbed onto it, and we were chanting USA, and now they're marching that flag down through the crowd to try and get it right down. I mean, they want to take the flag right down to the front of the stage. It's huge. Never seen anything like it. And, the excitement here, there's a buzz going on. I know everybody's excited, and I just can't imagine, you know, God forbid Joe Biden, you know, takes the oath of office, that these people are going to be anything but completely and totally disheartened and disappointed. And I don't, you know, it's the excitement here is beyond description. And to think that we're not going to win this, or that we might not, is just heartbreaking.
And this group of folks, God-loving, freedom-worshipping, for crying out loud, Americans, are marching to the Capitol to send a message to the people
right.
that will vote in just a while, which is really incredible. I just got a text that makes me really sad. It says, so much for praying. You know, it's funny. The Constitution is ultimately going to be this nation's demise. You know why?
Well,
the Democrats don't follow the same rules. The Constitution
right.
and Republicans do. That's why you got to fight fire with fire. And I think if the Founding Fathers had a vote today, I think I know who they're voting for. I think they may need more evidence, like Kevin Cramer says. We need more evidence. Take the time to find the evidence. Take 10 days.
You can't tell me that if this was reversed, that Joe Biden would have anywhere near this kind of support. It's unbelievable. And you know what, Scott? Talking about God and God being with us, a friend of mine from, we were chatting a bit, from Texas is up here, and we were talking a little bit about, you know, we were like, how do you drain this swamp? How do you go about this? And my friend, you had a great analogy about David and Goliath.
About how you got to have the courage of David.
Yes.
The courage of David to go against all, and they're not coming, we're not going after them, but they're coming after us.
Yeah.
So you don't shy away from it, you go after it.
You get your sleep shot out, you learn how to kill some wolves before you got to slay Goliath. So,
hey, do me a favor, Kevin. Kevin, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Ask him
who
you think would be the best example of David on the earth right now.
I want to know who would be the best example of David on our side right now.
Mike Pence.
Mike Pence. Good pick. Mike Pence.
Wow. I would have said Donald Trump, because I don't think Mike Pence has ever done anything near what Donald Trump has done in his past. But the point is, it's in the past.
I think what he's referring to is today. You know, today,
oh, sure.
Pence is David.
Yep.
He is David today, and he's facing Goliath today. So I think that's kind of what we're saying.
Yeah, and you know, there's a stone for every Goliath. I get that, right? But you use it, right? And folks, if you're saying what are they talking about, slingshots and stones and Goliath, you know, just read the good book, the best one ever written, and you know what we're talking about. But the point is, David in the Bible did a lot of terrible stuff. I mean, worse than anything you know about Donald J. Trump. Trust me on this one thing, and he still had God's favor, and he ultimately was. He was the king. He was the guy God wanted to run the show. So people aren't perfect. They may tweet too much. They may fall. But every day is a new beginning. And that's what Donald Trump realizes. That's why he has more religious support, I'd call it, more pastoral support than anybody ever occupying the presidency. In sheer numbers, that's true. Now,
Blinken, man. I'll tell you what.
Abe Lincoln might have had more, but it was a lot less people, number one, and it was a very different time. But they were praying back home. I'm saying, this is incredible. Why is that? What song's playing now, Todd? Then we'll know. Maybe I can go to Francisco.
Don't Stop Believing, Journey.
Oh, still Journey. Okay, he's not going to take the stage until, and I'll tell you this, here's what you watch for when you wonder if the president's coming out. The seal goes up, and then a guy walks up to the podium, and he puts down a little, you know, whatever, a couple notes or whatever, so the president can you know, keep track of what the prompter is saying and what he wants to say down there. Same thing the prompter is doing. So that's already been down. That usually means 2 minutes, but they haven't even started Lee Greenwood yet. So you're not going to hear this on the show today, but you will hear it. I'm guessing Rush takes it. I don't know, Todd, if you're preempting things or what. This is the most important speech and the most important vote of any member of Congress.
You don't think Rush would be taking this one? I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure he will. Think he is.
Yeah, I would think he will. And if he doesn't, we have it streamed. We've got it going on the websites, the social media. Go there and you'll find it. But more importantly, pray. I don't know any other way to say it. I really don't.
Amen.
And somebody just said, the good book is the Bible. Can't you say Bible? I say Bible all the time. I say good book when I'm talking to someone that might not be where I am on my faith walk, and I think that just respects them. But they're the same thing. They're the same thing. God bless you, folks. We appreciate you. Let's hope the million plus here do what you're doing at home, and we get the result we're looking for today. If not, we'll fight another day. We'll be here tomorrow. Take care. For Scott, Todd, and the crew, we love you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories, you create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.